Welcome to Perfect Grace Ministries. Hello, I'm Jonathan Womack, pastor of Plainview Baptist Church in Woodbury, Tennessee. I'm hoping you will stay tuned to our weekly radio message and podcast as we go through for the next 15 minutes of God's Word, looking into His message one verse at a time. For information about our church or other live preaching and teaching opportunities, go to www.plainviewbaptistchurch.org. So let's look at the 10th verse, going back to Esther chapter 7, verse 10. So they hanged Haman on the gallows that they had prepared for Mordecai. Then was the king's wrath pacified. We've heard that term before. And, you know, he sort of got it all out of his system. He was really upset with Haman. It's really sad. Telling about the victory that was happening right then. You know, Mordecai over there clapping? No, he wasn't clapping. God had time and time again tried to reach Haman through the circumstances. He was so prideful, so self-righteous, he would not see it. Miss Cynthia, hello. Good to see you tonight. And that's sad. That is so sad that he would not listen and see that God was real and God's people was standing before him. Let me tell you something. We better wake up to the same fact. Hey, if God's real, and then we're children of God, that means something. It means we are a child of the King. And so we should take advantage of that. Not in a wrong way. I mean a good take advantage of. Be used as a child of God to preach the Word, to use His power, to use all the tools that He's given us. And most importantly, to be able to love our neighbors. Love our enemies is really what I wanted to say, but love your neighbors too. Sometimes your neighbors is your enemy. So you need to learn to love them in Christ. The only way that you can sometimes is in Christ. Esther chapter 8 and verse 1. And on that day did the king Ahasuerus give the house of Haman, the Jews, enemy with unto Esther the queen. So she got Haman's house and a whole lot more. And Mordecai came before the king, for Esther had told what he was unto her. And the king took off his ring. This is the king's ring now that makes all decisions. With this ring, you can make a whole lot of decisions. He gives him his ring, which he had taken from Haman, and gave it unto Mordecai. And Esther set Mordecai over the house of Haman. So everything that Haman had that he ruled, that he overseen, Mordecai got. The same man that he so despised because he was following God, because he would not bow down to him. And let me tell you something. There's people in my life who's wanted me to bow down to them. There's been people who expects me, because of their clout, because of their positions, maybe at work, because of their positions at work, that I'm supposed to bow down to them, that I'm supposed to do whatever I can, do my 110%, go above and beyond, because I'm a Christian, and I'm going to work as hard as I can because I'm a Christian, and I should. I was brought up that way. But I'm not going to bow down to someone and worship them as God. And I'll tell them that. I'll tell you that. I'm going to tell everybody that. There's only one that I'm going to bow down to, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, and that's it. And we have to be able to stand like that. Esther took that stand. Mordecai took that stand. And they did not hate their enemy. Did you see Mordecai sitting over on the side saying, "Oh, I just hate that Haman"? Did you see Mordecai doing nothing other than praying and waiting on God's timing? Did you see Esther doing the same thing? You did. Now, you could say, well, Esther told it all right there before the king, because that's what she had to do. The reality was, this was the enemy against her people. And if you have an enemy come to your house and they're trying to break in your house, I'm not going to read scripture to them. I'm going to start shooting them if they're in here trying to kill my family. And that's just how it is, okay? You have the same right, and you should. You should protect your family. I'm not saying for you to take your same gun and do something else and hate your enemy like that. Now, see, that's what we as humans do. We complicate things. God doesn't. God's going to show you what He's going to do to protect His people. And it means, if it means kill somebody, it means kill somebody in protecting your family. And I believe that we have the right for that. Now, we're not going to get into that political madness tonight. It shouldn't be political. That's just God's word. Protect your families, do good to others, don't hate your enemies. All those things is what Scripture says. Esther chapter 8. And Miss Patricia Vickers is also watching this tonight. And we love her and appreciate her watching. Randy Jones also said amen. So appreciate him watching tonight. So let's look at Esther chapter 8. And fourth verse. Then the king held out the golden sepulcher toward Esther. So Esther arose and stood before the king because she's wanting to go before him again. Here she goes again. A whole lot of bravery here from this woman, this young lady. But she done it because, as we know, he could have killed her just for doing that if he didn't like what she asked or whatever. And said, if it please the king, and if I have found favor in his sight, and the thing seem right before the king, and I be pleasing in the eyes, let it be written to reverse the letter devised by Haman, the son of Hammedatha, the Agagite, which he wrote to destroy the Jews, which are in all the king's provinces. So, yeah, Haman had been killed, but this decree was going out, and it needed to be stopped. It was going to take a miracle for it to be stopped in all these other provinces, in Egypt and everywhere else. But in Shushan, or Susan, the area where they're in, a lot of people knew what was happening, but they still needed to stop that decree. So she went above and beyond trying to help her people. Sixth verse, it sort of tells the other deep reason why she's asked for this petition. Because she loves her people. She says, for how can I endure to see the evil that shall come unto my people? Number one, when we're right with God, we'll love His people. When we're right with God, we will see God use us, and sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we'll have to ask Him to help us so we can help God's people. Because sometimes God's people is hard to love whenever they're despitefully using you in bad church situations. I hate to even have to bring it up, but church hurt because there's been splits in churches. Listen, churches should not be fighting. Churches should use Matthew chapter 18. When you have aught with your brother, you go to your brother or your sister, so on and so on. But we can't do that. So what we do is we click off and we get into groups and we fight against each other. And then you have a whole different issue. And we should be doing it the right way. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Love your enemy. Sure got to love your brother. He said we'd be known by how we love our brother and sister. So we've got to do this, folks. God's vengeance is the best way. And we're learning that. So Randy Jones says, only one king, he's alive and still on the throne today. Praise the Lord for that, brother. That's exactly right. And Cynthia said amen on that. So, she says, how can I endure to see this evil come upon my people and see the destruction of my kindred? Look at this next part here. Let me find my place. Seventh verse. Then the king, Ahasuerus, said unto Esther, the queen, and to Mordecai the Jews, behold, I have given Esther the house of Haman, and him they have hanged upon the gallows because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Wow. Something's changed here about the king, Ahasuerus. What is changing here? God. God has touched his heart. I did not say he's perfect yet. I didn't say he had a heart for God. All I'm saying is God's doing something, because a few days ago, he was okay with the Jews being killed by Haman and by his authority and decree. But now, he's seeing the light a little bit. He's seeing something different. That's what God can do if we'd just be patient, if we would pray, if we would desire to see Him being used. Oh, friends, it's awesome. It's mighty what God can do to those that we just give up on. And so it goes on to say this. He says, and him they have hanged upon the gallows because he laid his hand upon the Jews. Write ye also for the Jews as it liketh you. Whatever you want to write in the king's name. I'm gonna die for this if I have to. I mean, this is such a opposite to what we know of Ahasuerus. He goes on, may no man's reverse, and seal with the king's rings, may no man reverse. Then were the king's scribes called at that time in the third month. I'm talking right then and there. They started writing what they needed to stop this petition. That is the month of Sivan, on the 3 and 12th day thereof, and it was written according to all that Mordecai commanded to the Jews and the lieutenants and the deputies and the rulers of the provinces which are in India and Ethiopia and 127 provinces unto every province according to the writing thereof, unto every people after their language, and to the Jews according to their writing, according to their language. I mean, it went out through all the world to save God's people. We're seeing God's hand in a mighty way. That's God. In the midst of a few hours or a few days, some of them thought they would all lost their life. Do you not think that God can turn this thing around that we're in right now? Do you trust that God can do that? I do. Why aren't we praying towards that? Why aren't we praying? You know, I'll be honest with you. There is plenty of people that we need to be praying for, all in our church. You pray for my sister as she's fighting this fight of cancer. And not only is she fighting the fight of cancer, she's also having to watch out for the COVID-19 virus. This is the fight for her life. You pray for others. You pray for others, and you also know that God has the power to turn things around. We got to believe that. What is he showing us? Number one, he's showing us his hand. I believe he's doing something with a lot of people all over the world. And so we can see God is being, basically, the attention of God and the mention of God. It's something's happening with a lot of people's hearts. And so let's jump to the 15th verse. And Mordecai went out from the presence of the king in royal apparel, of blue and white, and with a great crown of gold, and with a garment of fine linen and purple, and the city of Shushan rejoiced and was glad. Now you got to realize, this wasn't the first time that Mordecai had went before the king and left the king, but the king had really fixed him up here. It wasn't that Mordecai was a big man and he was, you know, wearing the crown and all the gold and all that white linen, but he was doing something so that he could let his people see that God was turning this thing around. 16th verse, the Jews had light and gladness and joy and honor, and every province and every city, whithersoever the king's commandment and his decree came, the Jews had joy and gladness, a feast and a good day, and many of the people of the land became Jews, for the fear of the Jews fell upon them. Let me tell you something, folks. I can't wait till we're back to complete normalcy at the church, and the virus is killed and it's dead, and we can come back and we can do like we did. But we got to get through this. It's not going to be a light switch. We're going to ask God to fill our hearts and minds of the best way, what He wants our plan to be right now as His church. And we're going to rejoice of what He's already done. We're going to rejoice of what He's going to do. We're going to rejoice because God is going to move His mighty hand. But have you quit believing? Have you quit trusting? Then you keep on praying. You let His vengeance be His vengeance. You love one another. You love the church. You love God's children. And you keep on doing what you can do to spread the gospel message, because God's returning soon. For more information about our church or other live preaching, teaching, and opportunities, go to www.plainviewbaptistchurch.org. That's where you'll find tons of information about our church. Also, each of our classes is currently uploading their message and their teaching time, so you can be a part of that also. I am Pastor Jonathan Womack. Until next time, I hope you take time to find God's perfect grace and God's greatest gift to the world, Jesus Christ.